It is that place in downtown Fresno where since 1955, Christ leads, people care, and lives have been changed. Welcome to Heartline, the weekly radio voice spotlighting the Evangel Home of Fresno. As I mentioned, since 1955, the Evangel Home ministering to women and children in crisis. Your Heartline host every week on the program is Jim Tuck. Here he is.
Well, it is always a delight to turn on the little handheld recording device and begin our next adventure we call Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno. Thanks, Kit Adams, for the introduction. We look forward to your closing out the program with all the pertinent information for contact and how you might be part of what's going on here as God works out his perfection in the lives to make us all more like Jesus as a result of our worship together. So, Jerry, we have a guest with us today, and we were commenting before we turned on the mic about how she presents herself all put together physically, but she's about to graduate, and so we want to hear Rose's story. Would you handle the introduction, please?
Thank you, sir. Yes, Rose is sitting here, and, you know, we can talk about how she puts herself together physically, and that's nice. Mm-hmm. But I've watched Rose be able to put herself together emotionally. As you said, spiritually, she's a whole lot more together woman than she was 10 months ago. But, you know, there's always what I have seen with Rose since the moment she came to the crisis home 10 months ago or so. There's a sweetness in her. I think a humility that really has allowed God to do a tremendous work in her. And we don't see that humility in everybody. You would think, Jim, that sometimes the women who come in here because they have so little and they're so full of problems that they would be humble. But being broken does not make you humble. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes we can get prideful isn't quite the right word. We're not proud of our problems, but they can become so much a part of us that we hang on to them because if we set them down, then what? Mm-hmm. I and some of the women here, we might really want to get rid of the junk we're holding on to, but it's hard because at least we know it. You know, it's ours. And so you hang on to it. Or what I've seen with Rose and the humility is that that softness that, oh, well, maybe I'm not doing things right, or maybe I really don't want to hold on to this junk. Maybe I can replace it with something. That humility of being able to step back and say, maybe there is another way. That's what I see with her.
Huh.
Rose, sometimes I feel like every time I talk about Rose, I'm saying, wow, you're a good mother. She really is. She's got a little guy. Keyston is not quite four, correct? He's not four
yet.
He's
barely three.
He's barely three, but he's a tall kid, and he's just got this look about him where you say, yes, sir, I'll do whatever you want. You think that he's 20 or something, and he's incredibly polite. And then she has a little baby who's just about 3 months. And I just watch Rose with those kids, and I think, again, that humility of that softness and the way she is with other people. And I want to say one more thing, Rose, before you get to talk. Keyston, for a 3-year-old little guy, is incredibly polite. Mm. She's not hanging around him all the time saying, you say thank you, you say yes, ma'am. He just does it. Mm. And I watched him. He loves Patty Lehman, you know, our office manager, and he'll go into her office. And she's got her special little crocodile stickers and things for Keyston. And he likes to look at giant animals on her computer. And so they were doing that game the other day. And when he left, he started to leave out her door. And he turned around again and said, thank you for letting me see the big animals on your computer. Mm-hmm. Whoa. she's done a very good job with those children.
Yeah, some training's taking place there.
Yeah,
you're talking about stepping out of the unknown, stepping out of the known and facing the unknown. Risk is hard. I mean, risking being vulnerable, not knowing, you know, taking that step, not sure where it's going to land. It's hard for any of us. And so that becomes a defense mechanism to hang on to stuff. So good for you for stepping out there, Rose. Let's back up a year. Where were you? What was going on?
Well, a year ago, I was in a relationship with the father of my kids, and he put me through so much emotionally, and he was very abusive towards me. And I understood that everything that I allow my son to go through is going to mold and shape him into the type of man that he's going to become. And I got it through my head that I needed to cut ties off because he wasn't a good father for my child. And so I decided to leave, and that's where I was a year ago. And
so how did Evangel Home come into the picture? Somebody recommend Evangel Home to you?
No, actually. Yes, I went to the county office because I was looking for a shelter. And they gave me a list, and this was the first one I called, and I got in the same day I called. And so that's how that came into place.
You know, that brings a couple of things to mind, too, lessons for life. One is that was wise for your son's well-being, because values are caught, not taught. And in that environment, he will catch those values. And the other thing is, men, if you are abusive of a woman, get help. There's something wrong. You need help. That is always sin against God and against the woman and against yourself. Get help today. So you came to Evangel Home, you walked in the door, you looked in around, and you thought...
Well, it was very nice, and it was actually a home. I was thinking more like a shelter type of experience, but it's actually a home, and I seen the living room and the dining area. And I was like, wow, this is really homey. And I felt comfortable right off the bat. I didn't know anything about any programs that they would have or anything. I thought it was just a 28-day stay, and boom, you're gone. And after a while, after about 2 weeks, I heard about the program, and I was like, well, I don't have anything else to do. And then I found out what the program consists of, which is different classes as far as issues of abuse and codependency and a lot of other things. But when I actually sat in for the classes, I was like, this is what I've been needing all along. Mm. Some direction, some constructive criticism, some feedback on me and, you know, what I need to grow in. And I was like, wow, I believe this is what I needed.
Hmm. Rose, as I listen to you speak and I see where you are and how wise you are to want a man that would be the kind of guy you want Keyston to grow into, what's your young life like as a child? I don't know much about your parents or where you lived or... Tell me some about that.
Well, this might be a little exclusive, but I was molested at the age of 4 by my oldest brother. And he told me he would kill me if I ever told anyone. So I found a way to, like, stuff in my pain and pretend as though everything was okay. And I grew up in... I realized that those ways carried into adulthood. And so when I had the relationship with my first boyfriend, which is my kid's dad, I found a way to pretend that it was okay because it carried on from childhood to adulthood. So I had a very disturbing childhood, and my innocence was taken very young.
So let's talk a little bit about the specifics of what you've learned here. How are you're getting ready to graduate here in a couple of days. How is Rose different today from when she arrived?
Well, I've learned who I am in Christ. I've learned that as long as I seek God, I know that His will be done in my life. And I just learned that I'm valuable because... Growing up, I didn't feel very valuable, and my mom had 6 kids, and so, you know, she couldn't have that much attention for me. But I've learned that I'm a valuable person, and I've learned skills to carry on into the workforce as far as communicating with people and learning different personality types. And I've learned so much at this program, and I mean, I need a longer time to even discuss
for community connection.
Yes, I have applied.
Did we say yes yet?
Yes, I've gotten accepted. And so now I have a year to get into the workforce and focus on my career and basically become independent before I leave outside of the Evangel Home premises.
Do you have career goals or some idea where you'd like to go?
Well, actually, I've graduated to be a pharmacy tech, and that was 3 years ago. But somehow, my mind got so off track dealing with this man, I totally, you know, stopped focusing on myself. And so I'm looking forward into taking a refresher course for that and, you know, go ahead and get registered with the state board and go forward with that. So hopefully that works out.
Well, let's give you a chance to reach out a little bit. One of the things that we like to say is we're hopeful that there are two groups of people specifically out there on the receiving end of this. One is our friends, our supporters, the people who love to pray for us and know what's going on here. And the other, what if there's somebody out there who is where you were? You know, God said, turn on the radio and listen to this station right now. What do you tell that woman?
That you are a child of God, a child of the Most High God, and He has a purpose and destiny for all of His children. And all I can say is acknowledge the Lord in all your ways and allow Him to direct your path. And that's the best thing that I can say, because I began to acknowledge God and He directed my path. And that's how I got here, because I acknowledged Him and He directed me here. And this is exactly what I needed to be molded and shaped into the woman that He's called me to be.
All right. The phone number here is 264-4714. That's 559-264-4714. And Jerry, one last quick observation maybe about Rose, and then we're going to talk about the home a little bit.
Rose is what it's all about.
Yeah.
You know, we could have 20 women who came through the crisis home and disappointed us, or we could have that many next door that would have disappointed us. But I sit here and I listen to Rose, Jim, and I think no matter what kind of disappointment there is ever, it's for Rose that we are here. And when she graduates Friday, and I know all the folks who will be here, there is no place in the world we would rather be at that time than with Rose and acknowledging what she has become.
Rose, thank you.
Thank you
so much. It's a delight to chat with you and get a little better acquainted. And we pray God's richest blessings on you. Acknowledge Him. He's going to direct your path. He says so, and that's where He lives, is in truth. Jerry, we just have a few seconds, really. How are we doing with offers for food prep and all as we begin the kitchen remodel here?
I think we're okay, Jim. As we record this show, we're early in April, and we sat with the kitchen crew the other day, the ones who were going to demolish and reconstruct. The plans are at the health department now, and they have a few more weeks to make comments. So starting in May, we're lining up all the food prep.
Okay, there you have it, my friends. And if you'd like to help or like to know more about how you might help, give us a call at 264-4714. Thanks, Jerry. Thank you, Rose. Thank you, my listening friends. And Lord willing, we look forward to our next adventure on Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
Reach the Evangel Home by phone in the 559 area code 264-4714. Again, 264-4714. If you're online, and just about the entire human race is these days, find the Evangel Home at evangelhome.org. And please make it a point of joining us next time for the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno, Heartline, the Evangel Home, ministering to women and children in crisis since 1955.